from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Like, I get it. I think.
Justin Jefferson got, and I know everybody's cap situation is different. He got his chicken. Ross St. Brown got his chicken. Yeah. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Adams. Yep. CeeDee Lamb here in the next couple of days, you would think.
So like, what's that telling you? Like, this is where I'm a believer in.
Their teams believe the asking price, and that's the one thing we don't have about this puzzle. Those guys are worth that asking price.
Exactly. I mean, all that tells me is that the Niners don't think of Ayuk
like Ayuk thinks of Ayuk.
As important to them as those players are to their team.
Now, what are the ramifications? Now, that's mindset. That's how they feel. But when you get on the field, what is Brock Purdy going to look like and do or become? Or not become Stoney because he doesn't have number 11 out there. That's my biggest concern. Are we so sure Brock Purdy is okay with this?
Well, I mean.
And again, I know he's not running it, but come on, man. There's levels to this.
Let's put it this way. Let's say the 49ers instead of, well, no, let's not go down that road. Evan came in here, producer Evan, and said, what about Purdy? Okay, Purdy's got to be paid. And he was thinking, well, do you really want to take that weapon away from Brock Purdy when you could have Purdy and Ayuk forming a relationship for the next 3 to 5 years?
Right.
Well, maybe the 49ers are thinking the relationship Purdy's going to form is with Ricky Pearsall, our young receiver. Maybe
all because of money.
Because they're in a situation where...
I'd say good luck with that, Stoney.
I'll tell you right now, if I'm the Niners, and I could get Amari Cooper in here, well, let me put it this way. Only the Niners know how confident they are that Ayuk is going to be on the field for them in some capacity, whether it's under his old contract or new contract. If the 49ers believe in their heart of hearts that he will come in at 14, come hell or high water, he will come in. Well, then they're not going to do anything.
I don't know why at this juncture they would believe that now that he's gotten to this point. All this and basically no practice for nothing to give in. And it's not, it could happen. But good Lord, I just can't believe in a year where you're about to decide how much or if you're comfortable giving your quarterback $60 to $65 million, you would be willing to risk or mess around and take away one of his best weapons. Like what? Now, we're hearing interception gate in practice and there's no Trent Williams, no Ayuk. I'm not trying to make a correlation, but what if somehow he regresses because there's no Ayuk? Oh, my God. Well, Lynch and Shanahan would be questioned.
Well, then now, maybe you're smiling, proving he's like, not a $50 million
right,
quarterback.
But we'll give you 40, but when fine, in totality, what did it really cost us? A chance to get back to the Super Bowl, a division crown? Those are like bad answers. You know what I mean? You would get to the bottom of some things, but okay, we got to pay our quarterback less. But was it really worth it because we didn't value Brandon Ayuk?
408 from the Xfinity Mobile text line. The NFL is a cap league. If you want to sign Ayuk for what he wants, you're going to have to lose 2 or 3 other guys. And that's the one thing. I remember the sound that we played of Kyle Shanahan on Tim Kawakami's podcast talking about the old DeForest Buckner and why he left. And sometimes there aren't two great choices. And I could totally see a scenario in which the 49ers think, you know what, Brandon Ayuk's a hell of a receiver. But if we got Amari Cooper in here, he's almost as good of a receiver, even though he doesn't have, you know, even though he's been in the league longer. Yeah. But it's not really a downgrade. And so that's the path we're going down. I would take Amari Cooper on this team in a heart.
I'm right behind you.
Again, I'm not saying 49ers should do it. I'm saying what I think we need to know is how the 49ers feel about whether or not Ayuk is going to be on the field at some point if they play hardball with him.
I don't think they're playing hardball now.
Right.
But I get what
you're
saying.
So what do you think they think?
I don't believe Amari Cooper is gettable. Like, I know that's reported.
That's fair.
But I got to believe if that was actual facts, Donnie, something would come down in a Texas second. Like, the Niners would do that and be happy about it. But I'm looking at Brock Purdy, 31 touchdowns to 11 picks, mm-hmm. 4,200 yards in the air. Mm-hmm. He looked the part. Why would you just want to, what I deem, weaken your passing attack when you do need it by letting Brandon Ayuk, like you got a combination now for the next five, you just said it, 5 to 7 years, Purdy to Ayuk. Why would you go away from that for?
Because if you go down that road, then it's just Purdy and Ayuk. Because you know you're going to have to lose Debo at some point. And who knows about McCaffrey in 2 or 3 years?
Who knows about Kittle?
Exactly. Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Guy. Guy's in Brentwood. What's up, Guy? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing today, fellas?
Hey.
Doing well.
Last night, I wanted to look at Brock Purdy's highlights. So I went in TV and I looked at Brock Purdy's highlights. And all the big catches were by Ayuk. Yeah. It was amazing just going in watching Brock Purdy's highlights. Not only that, I have to mention about how much he fits into that system. And a lot of that was timing. There's more to it than catching a ball. There's timing involved. There's those routes involved that he runs. The ball placement to him, he was in the right place all the time. It was unbelievable. So I think he's worth it.
Appreciate the call, Guy.
Yeah. And I think a lot of fans feel that way.
Worth what?
Well, there we go.
What's he worth?
I went over the highest paid wide receivers right now. And again, you know, if he got Devontae Smith type of money, Stoney, I would – that's kind of what group I put him in. But when you talk about A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, I'm like, St. Brown.
I also think one of the things is if you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, you know that in the next year or two, push is coming to shove with your salary structure. You know you can't pay everybody. So you look at the most important players on the team and you prioritize them. And maybe John Lynch says, all right, we got to pay Purdy because we think he's the real deal. Okay, we got to pay McCaffrey because we think he's the real deal. Debo's being paid and we know what he can do. Kittle's been, maybe it's just a matter of they can't prioritize Ayuk to the extent that the other guys are prioritized. Maybe the 49ers think if they had to make a choice, they'd rather have Debo than Ayuk.
Yeah, and I assumed it was Ayuk and Debo would get traded this offseason. And you could that's a point. You could be right. Maybe they are letting it be known. But man, there's so many caveats to this whole puzzle that we don't know. And the one is, Stoney, I would like to know what is Brandon asking for? Like, is it to the point to where obviously nothing's getting done, they're at a stalemate, and it may cost him his tenure here, but is it something so ridiculous to where the Niners are like, if we could tell the public, get ready, because Brandon will not play a down for us this year, meaning for football. Like, I mean, that's where it's at today. But the Trent Williams one, just like what are the bookkeepers doing over there to where Trent There's a snag and hold up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With Trent. And apparently, that makes me think, like, what's really going on?
Well, according to Mike Silver, the 49ers knew that Trent Williams wasn't happy about his contract a long time ago.
But doesn't that make it worse that they knew?
But again, I think you're operating under the assumption that, yeah, just pay him. Just pay everybody. And they have to look down the road. And what's the sense of paying everybody if you know in a year you're going to have to dismantle everything?
Well, they're not paying everybody right now. They have. I'm just, again, no shade at Brandon. Steiny, Trent Williams is everything compared to Brandon Ayuk to this year.
Well, that's what we really think. That's what we think.
Oh, my. Steiny, this offensive line without him?
I don't know.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Well, what if Kyle Shanahan and Lynch don't believe that?
But right now, there's not a scenario to where Trent, I know where I'm going down. There's not a scenario to where this team can reach his goal, or better yet, win a division without Trent protecting his blind side.
But this is where I think Kyle Shanahan explained it perfectly. The best case scenario for the 49ers is Trent Williams calls the Niners today and says, you know what? I made a mistake. I'm just going to come in. You know, I'll just come in. That would be, but that's not happening.
All right.
Okay. You know, that's not happening. So now you look at your salaries of your guys and you're like, well, if we got to give Trent Williams this, it's going to cost us that and that. And maybe there's a scenario in which, God forbid, I know people can't even conceive of it, you downgrade without Trent Williams, but you upgrade in other positions, and that becomes the best case scenario. Because to the Niners, paying Williams and just getting him in here isn't the best scenario, because it's going to make for way more problems down the road.
Well, and would I pay Brock Purdy down the road, which is next year, and I'm losing Trent Williams? Like, that would be scary as all outdoors. That would almost be like buying an expensive car with no car insurance.
How long are you going to
2 years. And that's why I don't think he's asking. I'll put two at the minimum. That's why I don't think he's trying to bring the house down.
Here's the other thing. Well, we don't know. We have no idea.
Well, I'll say this for that, Steiny. If he is, you better have something put away in another kitty, because you knew this was coming.
What if they just don't have enough money?
He's at the top of his game still.
They don't have enough money for everybody.
Well, then somebody else has to not get it, but it's not going to be my left tackle.
Well, but
who's playing at an all-pro level?
But apparently it can't be Ayuk either.
Now that's different.
Okay, well then you got to say goodbye to Ayuk.
And they may have.
Exactly. But I mean, here's the other thing, that this is convincing me of something that I think people just assume is right. And I'm not saying, oh, the Niners don't care. I'm not saying they don't care if they win it or not this year. Of course they want to win it this year. But I think a higher priority for the 49ers is they're looking at it as, we want to try to win it for the next 3 to 5 years. And what people don't understand is, if we acquiesce to Ayuk and if we acquiesce to Williams, it is 1 year we're putting all the chips in the middle. And if we don't win it this year, this team's broken up. And I think they might be thinking, we've got to look 2 or 3 years down the line. It's not, okay, you can say Super Bowl or bust
right.
all you
I
want.
I was just about to say it.
But guess what? It's just like the Warriors. We have a responsibility to think about this team in 2 years, and there's nothing feasible here. We can't pay Trent. We can't pay Ayuk. We can't pay Purdy at the end of this year. We just, because if we do all those three things, our defense is going to get worse.
And that may have already happened, with no Greenlaw to start the season. Nick Sorensen, his first crack at it as defensive coordinator. But I get the Brandon Ayuk sentiment, Stani. I really do. But if this team, who is trying to get right back to the Super Bowl, is messing around with their left tackle, who's at an all-pro level, are tripping big.
Okay.
Like, that can change your whole course of the year. That's how important he is, Donnie.
Okay.
For your running back,
Ferrari. You're talking about 1 year.
No, but he's not done in 1 year. You would wrap Tripp up for 2 or 3.
But he's 37.
Okay, well, it's 36. But, all right, 36.
And you know what? Here's the other thing about Trent Williams. He's the same guy who said he was retiring two or three years ago.
I got it. What's and your plan B there?
He's the same guy who, if the 49ers do win it, he's probably retiring.
The premise is I'm not letting Trent Williams, or I'm messing around with something that I know is at a high level when I'm about
to give the quarterback
$60 million.
Right.
That would be idiotic to let Trent Williams go and give Brock Purdy $60 million.
Okay.
And then you paid McCaffrey to even expect him to duplicate years past without Trent making those holes.
Do you understand? They can't pay Purdy 60, Trent Williams 30, McCaffrey 18, Debo 24, Ayuk 27.
I do understand, partner.
Okay. So it's about priorities at that point. I'll bet you this. I'll bet you. So if we talk to John Lynch would say, I know we haven't won a Super Bowl, but we have been knocking on the door for the last 5 years. For the last 5 years, we have been atop the NFC, one of the best teams. Okay. We believe we have a recipe to do that for the next 4 or 5 years. But this year, we're going to have to make some tough choices in order to continue to be the franchise we've been for 5 years. So I know you all are saying Super Bowl or bust, but sorry, we're more interested. We would rather tighten the belt now because we believe that is the best possible way to be good for the next 3 to 5 years, as opposed to giving in to all these crazy numbers for one more crack at it. I don't believe, if the 49ers believe that Brock Purdy's the real deal, then I truly wouldn't say this year we have to do it by paying everybody, because we're putting all our eggs into 1 year. I think they want to go down an avenue where they believe they create a structure to allow them to compete every year.
Right, but that goes out the window if you're telling me there's no Trent Williams.
Well, to you, Goo.
No,
to you.
Yeah, but to anybody that knows the game, well, Stani, if Trent Williams is not a Niner, they're not a championship team. And I tell John, put the Henny down, because why are you talking about 3 to 5 years when you punted on this whole, to me, the whole time, everything that you've built goes out the window if you're saying money has cost you your left tackle after you just, in the middle of the night, paid the stud running back, but the real running back is Trent Williams. The passing game and the running game. Like, there is no winning big time or continuing anything if you allow this crunch for him to be the sacrificial lamb. Which, Stani, there's no, it's just days. Trent's getting, Ayuk, I get. Trent is getting his bag.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.